There is this very serious effort, brothers and sisters, to try to disconnect the believers, especially the Shia, from the ulama. There's a serious effort going on. Very serious effort. To try to create a disconnect between the ulama and the masses, the Shia masses. Between the maraja and the Shia masses. Why are they doing that? Because they have seen historically what has saved the Shia from deviation, what has saved them from the animosity of the enemies of Islam, what has prevented the enemies of Islam from being able to defeat the Shia, whereas everybody else has been defeated on the face of this earth, is the strong bond and connection of wilayah between ulama, maraja, and the masses. They have experienced it over and over and over. One of the examples is with Imam Khomeini, may Allah bless his soul. They saw that when he led the people humbly, he sacrificed his life, he put it in danger for the well-being of the believers. They assassinated his son in that process. He was imprisoned, sent to exile for the benefit of the people. But because the people, the believers, saw this and considered him a pious leader, when he said, "This is what we need to do," people went through with it. The day that the revolution succeeded, I don't know how many of you are familiar with this Islamic revolution. See, when I even talk about this, sometimes people have concerns about this. And this is what I'm trying to talk about. That we have been fed this misinformation that our friends, our ulama, our maraja, we have been poisoned to think that they are not our friends. I don't know how much we've studied that. The day, the 22nd of Bahman, which is the day they say the revolution succeeded, there was a curfew that they said, if a single soul steps on the streets of Tehran out of their homes, they will be shot. And they threatened people. There was a plot. If they would have, if the people would have stayed home, what they were going to do was that they were going to get Imam Khomeini and the others that were with him, finish them all off, and that would be the end of the revolution. That was the plot. Imam Khomeini told the people, everybody tomorrow morning needs to be out on the streets. Everybody needs to be out on the streets. This is scary. They're saying we're going to shoot anyone that's going to come on the streets. Imam Khomeini says, everybody pour to the streets. What are you going to do? People listened. Everybody came out on the streets. And this government that was supported by the United States of America, and before that by the British, is now gone. Why? Because people came out on the streets. They listened to their leader, to this alim, to this marja, to this selfless follower of the imam of our time. Afterwards, again, they experienced this with that same man when they attacked the Islamic Republic. He said, people need to go to the war fronts. People would go. They sacrificed their children. The children went. See the footage for yourselves. I wish it was translated and you could see it. I've seen some of it online. People flocked to the war fronts. 8 years, intelligence was provided for Saddam, the Mal'oon, who can't even be considered human, that oppressed anyone he could get a hold of, the Iraqi people and the Iranian people and whoever else he could have. Kuwait also took a blow. They provided him intelligence. They provided him with warfare, tanks, jets, everything. They sanctioned the Islamic Republic. 8 years, it's not a joke. They saw that the bond, no matter what they did, the bond between the people, the believers, with their leader was intact. And they saw that all that money was spent to weaken it. They realized that if they don't stop the war, the Islamic Republic is going to come and free Iraq from Saddam as well. That's when they started using chemical, biological weapons. They're illegal. But when they have to, they'll use them. Europeans provided them to Saddam. The Americans shot down the airliner that was carrying passengers to warn Iran, if you continue, this is what's going to happen. Why? Because they realized if they continue with this, not only are they not going to defeat the Islamic Republic, the believers in the Islamic Republic that consisted of not only Iranians, see the footage for yourself, the believers from Iraq joined that. Because they realized this is a religious matter. This is a matter of ulama leading this. People from Afghanistan, I've seen the footage myself. Afghan citizens joined that. Realized, okay, we're going to lose this. They have felt this, brothers and sisters. They have seen how when Ayatollah Sistani, may Allah give him a long life, issues a fatwa in Iraq, that's what's going to fly. They have realized that. Others come, different things are said, it doesn't matter. If you want to stop the bloodshed, sectarian bloodshed, Ayatollah Sistani have to say, Shias, you don't do this. That was it. Daesh attacked ISIL or ISIS or Islamic State, whatever you like to call it. The Iraqi army that the Americans had trained, they gave up major cities easily. Easily. There needs to be people that are going to go and fight. Ayatollah Sistani had to say, all Iraq is in Iraq. Go to the war fronts, defend the country. What do you have today? The Americans are using their jets, lying and saying that we're going to be destroying ISIL, but they're not. Who's getting rid of ISIL? It's the Iraqi people, by the order of Ayatollah Sistani. May Allah give them a long life. They want to make you think that Ayatollah Khamenei is your enemy. God forbid he's the enemy of Ayatollah Sistani. There's this thing that is between them. No. First it was Ayatollah Khoi and Imam Khomeini. Now it's Ayatollah Sistani. What is this? Why do we buy into this garbage?